So this is Stephanie Hoff on October 19th, 2017, interviewing Gail Grubas about it's the 50th anniversary of the Dow demonstration, and she is here to share her story about what happened. So you can speak.
Okay. Hi. The Dow demonstration was only a part of a number of things that were happening at that time. And it actually goes back to the assassination of President Kennedy, the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, and the assassination of Martin Luther King. And I was a senior in high school when Martin Luther King actually got assassinated and Milwaukee exploded. I was living on the southern side of and Cudahy, it's a small town south of Milwaukee. And that was the year that I graduated, and I was going to UW-Madison. So I get to UW-Madison, all little freshmen and everything, and I was in my class at Communications Building and walked out to being tear gassed and clubbed and panicked and police and everybody running. And it scared me, obviously, but I didn't even know why, really, at the time. Found out why, and then kind of joined in with the group. And it was very scary. We had the National Guard come in and set up posts, a command station up at Bascom Hill. And you would be going to class, and there would be guys with these guns and everything around. Then there would be, there would be people walking down, I think it was University Avenue, and they would march to one corner, and then the police, the guard would march after them, and they keep marching around everywhere. And then it got to be times when things were happening and riots were happening and tear gassed again. And it was scary because then Kent State happened. A lot of my friends and people I knew were going to Vietnam or not. They were burning their cards, and it was a scary time because we didn't know what was going to happen next. We ended up having people talking to us. I can't remember if it was McCarthy. Someone came, and we all went to listen to him talk. It was a presidential person and a candidate. And I had always been somewhat active in doing things, but I think this pretty much radicalized me, what was going on, especially after what I saw was happening in our campus and how we were treated, and then seeing Kent State. Kent State was just like, that was it. And it was frightening, but it was also, it made me have to look harder at what our country was doing and how we were doing it. And to this day, I will not buy a Dow chemical company anything, even though scrubbing bubbles. There's something about it. And, I think the people of our generation were very active and got very active, and we got active fairly quickly. Madison was always considered a very liberal place to go, and I was told that I shouldn't go there by my family, and that I was going to become one of those liberals. And I think little did they know I already was. It didn't take much to make me more so. And eventually we had other things happen right around the same time. In that time period, we also had the math research building that blew up, and I was taking a class in the pharmacy building right across from it. And I remember waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, feeling my building shake because of the bomb, and thinking, oh my God. And our lab was completely demolished. We had the TA strike, which was interesting. We had the Black Power thing happening. We had, and then we also had a young woman who was murdered on campus. and it was right at the pharmacy building they found her body. So all these things kind of keep going on and on. It was a very tumultuous time. And I think that made a lot of us activists. We listened to Gloria Steinem. We became feminists. We threw our bras out of our windows. And we were throwing our bras and underwear out, and the guys were ripping up their cards. And it was a time of actually coming together. And I think that it made me more what I am in terms of the kind of person I've become. So I guess that's the best of my story. It's not a long story, or but it's not just one story. It's a combination of many things happening. And I went back and got a second degree at the university. Oh, after I got my first degree, I went back, and the university had changed so much. It was startling to me. It was like was no longer that feeling of camaraderie, and a liberal education was not something to be gotten anymore. It was, you had to get a job. So you had to go into business, or you had to do into engineering, or you had to do something that was you were gonna come out with a job. The liberal education was no longer considered a thing to have and important. And it's like there was a switch between it's good to have a liberal education to I need to go into engineering or into computers. So that made a big difference in how the university actually is. It's change. So that's about it.
When you went back to get your second degree, how long was that from when you got your first degree?
It wasn't very long. It was about 3 years later. It didn't take long. So like I got my first degree like in 70, 71, and I went back in 73, and I got a double major, and I got it in business. But I ended up working for very interesting people. I worked for space science and engineering, and I worked for Dr. DeLuca in the biochemistry department. So it was interesting because it wasn't that long. It wasn't that far of a span that things had really changed. And I can remember sitting on Bascom Hill wondering all these people were why they were running around so much with their books and it was really, or before we were all just like sitting and hanging out on Bascom Hill. It wasn't that long. I don't know what happened in the interim. I really don't know, other than that the country was pushing more technical stuff. Don't know.
When you walked out of your communications class, mm-hmm. If you didn't see what was going on out there with the police and the students and the tear gas and the clubs, if you didn't see that, would you still have, joined in? Joined in, yeah.
I think so. I have the personality that does that. I ended up marrying a black man in 1971, and you just didn't do that. So that kind of says what kind of person I am a little bit. But I think I would have, because it was a factor that pushed it, that made it happen, that like shoved it in your face. But it was happening all over. And if it wasn't for that happening there were things that were going on at the union. There were discussions that you couldn't help but be part of them almost, because they were right in your face. And what was going on, and the age I was of, I wanted to be part of what was happening. And coming from a very small, probably lower to middle class white suburb, it was different. It was very different. But I felt it very important, what was going on. I listened. I read. I talked. And that's what I was there to do. You know, that it wasn't just going to classes, but it was also experiencing what was going on. Yeah, I can't remember when they did the ice sculpture of the Liberty. I saw that too, plus the flamingos. There were good things and funny things. But no, I think I would have still gone ahead. There was too much that happened. And the hardest part was, one of the hardest things were that really solidified it is when you were listening to the news at the night and they're talking about the body count. And it was nightly. And those were people of my age. Those were people that I went to high school with. And they never got to go to college, a lot of them, because their number was up. Or they split for Canada. I think I would have been there anyway.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we conclude?
No, I think that's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.